Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling that first homebuyer maze here in Australia.
Yeah, it's pretty complex, isn't it? Lots of schemes, rules, promises.
Exactly. So our mission is simple.
Right.
Cut through all that noise.
Yeah.
We're digging into the federal support for 2025-2026 and pulling out the absolute must-knows just for you.
Mm-hmm. And we'll really focus on three big ones. There's the Help to Buy Shared Equity Scheme.
Right.
A first home guarantee. And also that that $10 billion housing fund people talk about.
Which is often misunderstood.
Very much so. Getting the differences clear is, it's crucial for making a smart choice.
Okay, let's kick off with Help to Buy. This one's penciled in for late 2025, I believe.
That's the plan.
And it feels like a pretty fundamental shift. You know, the government isn't just guaranteeing, they're like co-investing.
Exactly. They're taking an equity stake. The mechanics are you need a minimum 2% deposit, just 2%.
Okay, that's low.
It is. And then the government chips in potentially up to 40% for a brand new home or 30% for an existing place.
Wow, 40% is huge.
It is. And really importantly, no lender's mortgage insurance, no LMI.
Which can save you
what?
Tens of thousands.
Easily. Money that would usually just get added straight onto your mortgage total. So a big upfront saving.
Sounds almost too good.
Yeah.
So what's the, you know, the catch, the strings attached with the government as a co-investor?
Well, yeah, there is a trade-off. When you eventually sell that property, you have to pay back the government's original contribution plus their share of any increase in value.
Ah, okay. So if they put in 30%, they get 30% of the profit back out.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So you get into the market faster, maybe, but your long-term wealth creation from that property, it's shared. It might grow slower for you personally.
Right. Less skin in the game long term, potentially.
And there are restrictions, too. Things like needing government sign-off for major renovations.
Right, because they have a stake to protect.
Exactly. It protects their investment. And sometimes, if your income goes above a certain level, you might even be asked to start repaying their share sooner.
Okay. And eligibility. Is this for everyone?
No, definitely not. It's targeted, aimed squarely at low to middle income earners.
What are the caps, roughly?
Currently looking at up to $100,000 for an individual, $160,000 for a couple per year. And critically, places are limited. Only 10,000 spots nationwide per year.
10,000. That's not many.
No. So it's faster entry, potentially less wealth buildup. That's the choice. Oh. Is that a trade you're prepared to make?
A really key question.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the partnership route with Help to Buy. What if you want, you know, the whole pie, full ownership?
Then you're looking at the First Home Guarantee, or FHG.
Right. How does that one work?
So with FHG, you retain 100% ownership. That's the big difference. You need a slightly higher deposit, minimum 5%.
Still pretty low, though.
Still very achievable for many.
Yeah.
And the government provides a guarantee to your bank for up to 15% of the property's value.
Ah, so that gets rid of the LMI again.
Exactly. No LMI needed, which is, again, a massive saving up front. But crucially, all the capital growth, all the equity you build, it's 100% yours.
Okay, that sounds more like traditional ownership, just with a lower deposit hurdle. What about the rules? Income caps.
Yes, for now. For this current financial year, 2025-26, there are income limits. It's $125,000 for individuals, $200,000 for joint applicants, and property price caps apply too, varying by location.
Okay.
But, and this is a really big but that people need to know about, there's a major change plan.
Whoa.
From January 1st, 2026, the idea is to launch the universal 5% deposit guarantee.
Universal meaning?
Meaning they plan to scrap those income caps entirely.
Wow, really? So higher earners could potentially use it too?
That's the proposal. It could suddenly make the scheme accessible to a whole lot more people, like professionals on good incomes who maybe just struggled with that initial deposit. It's a potential game changer.
Definitely one to watch.
Okay.
Okay, finally, let's clear up the confusion around that big number, $10 billion, the housing fund. What actually is it?
Right. This is the Housing Australia Future Fund, the HAFF. And the key thing to understand is it's not a direct scheme for individual first home buyers like you or me trying to buy a place.
So it won't give me a grant or a loan?
No. Think of it as a long-term investment fund managed by the government. The returns generated from investing that $10 billion, those returns, maybe around $500 million a year, are used to fund the building of new rental housing.
Ah, rental. Not for purchase.
Correct. Specifically, 30,000 new social and affordable rental homes over the first 5 years. It's aimed at increasing the supply of rentals for vulnerable groups and essential workers.
So important for the overall housing market, maybe eases rental pressure long term.
Exactly. It's a supply side measure. Important, yes, but it won't directly help you buy your first home tomorrow. It addresses a different part of the housing challenge.
Got it. Good to clarify. So wrapping this up, it feels like there's a core choice here for first home buyers looking at these federal options.
Definitely. It boils down to this. Do you prioritize getting into the market as fast as possible? Maybe accepting shared equity to lower that initial hurdle with Help to Buy.
Getting that immediate housing security.
Right. Or is your priority maximizing your long-term wealth, aiming for full 100% ownership, even if it means using something like the first home guarantee, which requires that 5% deposit?
And your answer really depends on your personal finances, your goals, your appetite for risk.
Absolutely. And remembering that both Help to Buy and the current FHG have those limited places, so being prepared and acting fast is key, whichever path you lean towards. Understanding these distinctions is what gives you the power.
Okay, so here's something to leave you with. What matters most to you right now? Is it speed, just getting a foot on the property ladder, whatever it takes? Or is it the long game, building maximum wealth through that property? Thinking about that might just shape your next big decision.